Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are going to discuss why good doesn't work.
You know, Bill, and I really believe that this podcast today will bring understanding and answers to what many deem offensive. It will provide understanding to the believer when sharing biblical truth with others. And, you know, we really believe it will answer questions that you may have struggled with about hell and its severity.
That's right. You know, one of the greatest misconceptions among Christians and unbelievers is that God is mean for allowing basically good people to suffer and be tortured in hell. You know, many think that people are generally or basically good. Therefore, they conclude that most will go to heaven after they die. They compare themselves with others. Their standard of good is subjective. You know, if we compare ourselves to Hitler, well, we're pretty good. The thinking is, someone is always worse than me. Well, most don't consider their secret life, their thoughts, intents, or attitudes, which are hidden from the public view. So let's just say someone you know is pretty good based on your standard of good.
So if you think along those lines, what becomes offensive is how can God, who is supposed to be loving, send this basically good person to an eternity of complete and utter torment in hell? You know, many not only struggle with this, but are often offended and become angry at God because they say they cannot reconcile this issue.
That's right. You know, whose standard of good are you going by? You know, God's standard of good is perfection. James 2:10 says, if we offend his law in one point, we're guilty of all. Mark 10:18 and Luke 18:19, Jesus said, no one is good but one, that is, God. Romans 3:12 says, there is none who does good, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Job 15:16 says, man who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water. That's pretty bad. And Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
And that's just a handful of scriptures you read, and boy, does that show that none of us are good.
Right. One more verse, too. Isaiah 64:6 says, man's good works are as filthy rags to God. So that's how we look. You know, consider God's nature. God's nature is also different than ours. It's holy. So we have to look at that, you know. He lives in a perfect, sinless place. And sin is exceedingly sinful to God, as Romans 7:13 says. Sin separates us from God. And we are all born in sin. And we commit sin outwardly and inwardly. You know, we would corrupt heaven like we have the earth. If God let us in to heaven with our sinful, fallen nature, we would corrupt it. And we are not compatible with a holy God. His holy character requires that he judge sin. These are all things to consider.
So true, Bill. No, well stated. You know, in Romans 3, 5, and 6 states, is God unjust who inflicts wrath? Certainly not, for then how will God judge the world? And as you said, Bill, his holy character requires that he judge sin. So if Christ did not bear the wrath of God that we deserved, then that wrath is stored up for us. How scary. And that's all through Romans 2, Romans 3. It's in Romans 5:9, 9:22, Ephesians 5:6, and Revelation 6:16, just to name a few verses.
That's right. You know, in addition, the fire in hell represents God's wrath on sin. And that's many verses, but just to give you a few, Psalms 89:46, Deuteronomy 32:22, Jeremiah 4:4, and Psalms 21:9. So if our sin is not dealt with, the wrath of God abides on us, as John 3:36 states. Jesus took that wrath, but if you reject him as the provision for your sin, you'll have to take that wrath. You know, our sinful nature is not compatible with God's holy nature. And Nahum 1:5 says, he's a consuming fire, and all of us would be consumed at God's presence in our fallen, sinful nature. So an analogy will help here. If I stuck my hand into the fire to retrieve something and the fire burned me, I would not say, why did that fire burn me? That was mean of that fire. No, I wouldn't say that. Why? Because the nature of the fire is to burn. My hand and fire are not compatible. Well, neither is a holy God and sinful man compatible. He has to give us a new nature that's compatible with his. And the only way that can occur is if Jesus came and suffered a horrible death on the cross. He takes our sins and washes it away with his blood. And then if we would trust in what he did on the cross, he considers our trust as if we were righteous. Now he gives us that new nature that's compatible with his. That's an amazing plan God came up with. He gave us a new nature, washed away our sins so we can stand before holy God as if we've never sinned.
That is amazing.
Right. You know, one more analogy might help as far as sin. You know, people in life, you think, well, sin is no big deal, you know, and we're around it every day, so we take it lightly. Yet it's extremely offensive to God. But it's like this. If I gave you a glass of pure, beautiful spring water, and I just put one drop of sewage in it, would you drink the water?
No way.
Right. Yep. But 99.9% is pure water, but yet you would not drink it for that one drop of sewage. Well, our sin is much more than that one drop of sewage in our life.
Yes.
We're full of sin. We're like the Bible says, we're filthy with sin. So thank God it's not based on
us trying to be good, right?
Right. He took our sin upon his own body, washed away our sins.
I like that. You know, and Bill, some people still think if they do enough good works, they will earn their way into heaven. I mean, really, when you think that way, they are putting their confidence in their goodness.
That's right.
They are attempting to gain entrance into heaven, which is God's house, independent of God. But their sin still remains. It's never been dealt with. So no amount of good works can wash away our sin. Only the blood of Jesus, as you stated, Bill, can wash away sin. So a works-based salvation really is an affront to the gospel of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And if someone is sincere in a belief, that isn't enough. I mean, one has to believe in what is true. And the fact is, our human nature is fallen, it's in rebellion against God, and we need a Savior.
That's so true. You know, but because God is love, he did not leave us in this predicament, separated from him and destined for hell. Thank God. You know, so consider, God is love, and salvation in heaven is available to every single person. You know, but love demands a choice, and God gave us a free will. We're not robots. You know, to love your spouse, your family, your wife and husband, and so forth, that must be a choice. It cannot be forced on you. Well, God gave us a free will to choose, and he sent his only son, Jesus, to die horrific death in our place. The shed blood of Christ satisfied the requirements of God's justice. The blood of Jesus is the only means of right relationship with a holy God. You know, the truth is, salvation is a free gift through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, for a little more understanding, I encourage you to check out our free video teachings. One is called Hell is Eternal. Another one, Why an Eternal Hell is Justifiable. And then one more, Why Hell is So Horrible. And that's at soulchoiceministries.org. Those three videos, I explain a lot of these questions that might be in people's minds and make it clear why hell is justifiable, why hell is eternal, and why hell is, so horrible.
Yes, and those are great teachings for free, available for anyone who would like to listen to those and watch them. You know, Bill, and then I know we've done a teaching also about man being accountable before God, but that's just something to realize, is that we are all accountable and that we are the ones, people are the ones who push the truth away when it comes to us.
That's right.
About Jesus and God and the way of salvation. And Romans 1 describes that. But as you said, Bill, because God is love, he does try over and over throughout a person's life to reach them with the truth. And here's just a few ways that he does that. He brings the message of Jesus and salvation to people through creation, number one, which declares and is screaming there's a designer. Again, that's Romans 1. He puts eternity in man's heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11 states that.
Right, so man knows.
He knows that he's an eternal being. He puts eternity in his heart. He gives man a conscience to know right from wrong.
It's Romans 2:15 and John 8:9.
Yes, he gives us the Bible. He also gives us Christian missionaries, churches, preachers, TV, internet, CDs, DVDs, all ways of the gospel going out across the earth.
Right.
And lastly, he also gives man dreams and visions to keep his soul back from the pit, which is described in Job 33:15-18. That's how good God is.
Right. So if that man in the remote jungle had never had heard the gospel, if he would just look up to the heavens and say, who made all this? Just show an ounce of humility and say, God, there must be a God. Who are you? God will find a way to get through to him by one of these means that you just said.
Absolutely.
And you can see why God, your point one, creation, why God holds man accountable because of creation. You know, it screams with design. You look at plant life, the animal kingdom, the ocean life.
And our human body.
A human body, a baby being born, the planets, the stars, everything is organized and following exact patterns and so forth.
And order and design.
And order. And, yeah. Right. I mean, the human being and a baby being born, just that alone should wake up a person and say, this is design. There must be a designer. Who are you? And God will find that way to get through that man so no one will be in hell unjustly. That's right. You know, by being a basically good person, you will not escape the fires of hell. As we shared, good has nothing to do with it. It is not God's decision whether you spend an eternity in hell or heaven. It's yours.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.